Are you a woman of color who wants to take up space and own who she is, but people-pleasing and perfectionism's getting in the way? Let me tell you, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unapologetic AF. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, empowerment and embodiment coach, and I'm obsessed with helping you deepen your relationship with your mind and body. Feel courageous to use your voice and give you the permission slip to choose yourself and your desires over everyone else's expectations. Are you ready to stop apologizing and disrupt the status quo? Let's get into today's juice. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Unapologetic AF podcast. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, and today we will be talking about how disappointing people is part and parcel of thriving beyond people pleasing and perfectionism, and why getting accustomed to doing so is key. Before we get into this, I cannot believe I have now been recording for a whole damn month, and I'm already saying episode 6. God, I'm loving this journey. And if you're new and you're listening for the first time, welcome, my love. I'm so happy to have you here. If you're back for another one and have listened to the rest of them, hello, welcome back. I'm so happy that I haven't scared you off yet. I want to start this episode with a beautiful quote from a new book by a new author called Tamu Thomas, who is also a coach, a speaker, a community builder, an all-round badass human being. She included this quote in a Substack post that she wrote. Literally, I'm going to put the link to the book, the link to her Instagram page, and the link to the Substack post in the show notes, because if you don't know her, you need to get to know her. And I think this quote that I'm about to read out is really important for this episode. Many of the choices we make are the result of ingrained conditioning that permeates society from the pop charts to boardrooms to how the dishwasher is loaded. In this environment, connecting to who you are and acknowledging your true self and your needs feels unsafe. Because when you do, you're faced with two options. Either experience the short-term pain of making changes that may include losing some relationships, or consciously choose the ongoing pain of assisting in your own oppression and lose yourself. To me, that's the worst kind of betrayal. From her new book, Women Who Work Too Much. How powerful is that? Tamu, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your incredible words. I feel like that quote really sets up this episode well, because as short as it was so fucking potent, and it speaks to a few of the things I want to talk about today. Let's get into it, shall we? I'm actually going to start this episode with a personal story, something that isn't so recent that it's really raw, but just something that has been taking place in my life over the past couple of years, and I think will speak to why I believe that it's important to get accustomed to disappointing people in order to detach from people-pleasing and perfectionist tendencies. So, pre-pandemic, pre-2020, I loved going out. Your girl was a hardcore clubber, loved to drink, getting drunk, like dancing. You know, as soon as I turned 18, the legal age to start drinking here in the UK, that was that. Because I love to dance, that was why I was so attracted to the idea of clubbing. But the alcohol was also very attractive to me. And if you knew me, you just knew that I'd be the first to say, let's get shots. That I'd be the first to say, let's have another. Let's just have a good time. I self-identified in that way and really enjoyed that aspect of my personality. And so, of course, friends associated me with that. The party animal, loves to have a good time out, will stay out minimum until 5 a.m. Yeah. It was a very interesting time in my late adolescence and early to mid 20s. However, What I had always known since 18 was that staying up till the early hours of the morning wasn't good for me. It wasn't serving my body because if I went to bed at 5 or 7 a.m., yes, sometimes it was 7 a.m., I'd be up by 9 a.m. That is how my body clock is wired. I am naturally an early bird and therefore need to go to bed quite early. So during that very slow time, as we know, in the pandemic, where we all had a chance to understand ourselves, to go through, you know, quite a journey personally, I started to really realize how much more I needed to look after my body and how going out until these godforsaken hours was just not helping me. As you know, if you've listened to episode one, I suffered from binge eating for 10 years and the alcohol, the late nights really fed into that and exacerbated the symptoms and the urges to binge. But going out was actually also an escape from all of it, from the pain and the shame that came with binge eating. As we moved through the pandemic and came out the other side, which actually coincided with graduating from my dance degree and starting this business, I realized that where I was going and what I was wanting from my life was just not going to work hand in hand with drinking and going out in the way it used to. I knew that I couldn't do it as much and I knew that I couldn't do it as intensely. And actually, after years of neglecting my body, I wanted to look after her. I wanted to nourish myself. And getting drunk and going out was not nourishing for me at all. The dancing part, yes, but the rest of it, no. Lo and behold, the universe also helped me make that decision, especially with alcohol. My periods became really intense a couple of years ago, and I went to see a practitioner who did womb massage. She doesn't do it anymore. I'm so sad about that. But the first thing she said to me was, you need to stop drinking. There's a lot of inflammation in your tummy and you need to stop drinking. Anybody else that I have seen after that to see how I can holistically manage my symptoms, which I now know is endometriosis, has also said that to me. Alcohol needs to be heavily reduced or it needs to stop. I had known that I needed to cut down for a long time. It wasn't conducive to my mental health at all, but the universe just came in and said, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to have to make you. I share this story because close people in my life had boxed me into being the party animal, the one who will go out and not give two fucks and just drink. Going from that to saying, no, I won't stay out till late, that was disappointing for certain people in my life. There was resistance and slight fractures in relationships and with certain situations as a result. If I'd say yes, okay, I'll stay out till this time, till this early hour of the morning, it would have actually have come from the place to please, not because I'd actually had capacity to do it. I really struggle when I stay up beyond midnight. Like, that's just where I am now in my late 20s, soon to be 30. Shit. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I love being early night. Like, get me in bed by 10:30 and I'm a very happy gal. Betraying myself was starting to feel a lot harder in the years after the pandemic because I'd essentially just developed a really different kind of relationship to myself. And I'd connected to my body so deeply that I understood her needs. I understood what she wanted. And I actually wanted to give it to her. I didn't want to go against my bodily needs and what I need. I also just didn't want to be at war with myself anymore. That's one example from my life and one that's been quite prominent over the past few years. The thing is, when you start to do things and make choices that feel true to you, that feel aligned to your needs, your energy levels, your capacity, who you are today and the person you're evolving into, and not doing things from a place of needing validation for those choices, it's going to be disappointing for people who have got used to certain roles that you play. And if it was their validation that you were seeking, it's also going to be doubly disappointing for them when you're not looking for that anymore, as they would have played that role of giving it to you. And that can possibly be something that serves them and makes them feel good. It's also going to just be disappointing for them if they held certain expectations of you. It's not just change for you, it's change for them. I really want to reiterate something here though. The reaction you may receive from people as a result of you making choices that are more aligned with who you are today and where you're going, it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. People's reactions may leave you feeling like you're doing something wrong. This is where the detachment from external validation in the hope to please, which was the premise of the whole of episode 5, if you haven't listened yet, I do recommend. This is where that will really come to play. When people don't agree with your choices, you will be standing at a crossroads, wondering which way to go. Because as Tamu says in her Substack post, there is a risk of losing relationships. It's not to say that you will lose relationships. It's very normal for all relationships to go through growing pains. You know, the certain relationships that I had in my life have had to just be readjusted. But it's not to say I've lost people. And if I have drifted away from people, I guess I've seen that as a sign that that's what was meant to happen, you know? And that's a lot easier said than done. It's really tough to go through. But, you know, I guess what I'm getting at here is that people do develop a capacity to feel disappointed, and it gets to a point where that can actually be okay. Their disappointment is not a sign that you need to go against what you want and the choice you want to make. Again, easier said than done. I know that. And I'm constantly having to remind myself of that, especially in the midst of being exposed to situations where I know what I need to do and the choice I need to make, but external responses can make that really challenging. But the thing is, it gets to a point in your life where you have to ask yourself, can I continue to please and ensure I am meeting everyone else's needs at the expense of my own? Can I continue to strive for perfection, strive to prove myself at the expense of my energy, my time, my capacity? The more willing you are to connect to your body, to who you are underneath all of these layers, rather than who you've been told you are, who you've been told you should be, the more authentic to you that you become. Disappointing others is just a part and parcel of that, because they have to get accustomed to perhaps no longer enjoying a part of you that they enjoyed or just served them in some way. Up until now, if you've showcased how perfect you are as a friend, a daughter, employee, partner, how willing you are to please them and fulfill their expectations, making sure their needs are being met on all levels. When you make that decision to actually put yourself first, of course, it's going to feel stretchy and icky, and your mind and body will be in conflict. And that's okay. And when I say put yourself first, I essentially mean become the driver of your own life. Understand, get to know what you want from your life and what's going to fulfill you. As an ambitious and creative woman of color, you are doing things that most likely haven't been done or seen before. Deciding to start a business that is away from traditional careers, taking your creative practice beyond a hobby. Put your hands up if you got told that what you enjoy creatively is a hobby and nothing more. Another personal example is when I told my parents I'm leaving a literature degree from what is considered a prestigious university in London to go and do a dance degree. I mean, let's just say that required many a hard conversation and much debate. Dance was seen as a hobby in my house, so why would I go and do a degree in it, right? They haven't seen what that could potentially look like, what doors that could open, what is possible. It's completely alien to the generations before us. In the want and desire to move away from people-pleasing and perfectionism, disappointing others is just a part of the package, my love. The career you choose, the partner you choose, the way you choose to look after yourself and your body, whether you choose to get married or not, have a child or not, the decisions you make which just aren't in line with societal rules, anything you do which is an extension of your truth, your values, what you see as fulfilling and brings about peace, excitement, pleasure, and just the way you want to live, won't always be seen, understood, or accepted by people around you. Grounding in your why, understanding your why, taking time to continue anchoring in that, and having a handful of people who wholeheartedly support you is key. Here you are wanting to live with integrity and respect for you. That's a beautiful thing. You aren't doing anything wrong, and adult you is truly looking after the inner child within every single time you make a choice that feels true, that feels right, that doesn't feel like you've gone against yourself and betrayed yourself. None of this is easy, my love. And I hope you never forget how brave and courageous you truly are for wanting to live in a way that feels really true for your life. Take an exhale, my love. This conversation isn't an easy one. This path isn't easy. It's one that requires growth and expansion. It's one that requires being totally honest with yourself, even when that doesn't feel good short term, but in the long run is what is going to be fulfilling for you. And you know what? You don't have to do that alone. I'm here beside you, walking with you and also doing the hard things. There is room to be supported in this, so please never feel like you're on your own here. So, to recap, in this episode, I talk about how detaching from people-pleasing and perfectionism works hand in hand with disappointing people and how you can't do one without the other. You're not doing anything wrong by being the driver of your own life, and their disappointment is not a sign that you need to go against yourself. In the next episode, I'll be posing an important question to you. Do you really need to prove yourself again? It's going to be a juicy one. I'd love to know how this episode has landed and what your takeaways were. Let me know if anything I've talked about today resonated with you. Come hang out with me on Instagram. I love a DM, or you can email me. All the details are in the show notes. All right, my love, until next time. Thank you so much for listening, my love. I hope this episode has given you the permission slip you need to release what's holding you back from taking up space and showing up in your life as your fully expressed, unapologetic self. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to know what your takeaways were. So drop me a DM on Instagram and let's get into some juicy conversation. Please share with a friend so we can empower more women of color to choose themselves and their desires. Until next time.